Hello everyone, this is your favorite person, Seashell here, and today I want to take a moment and talk about changing your mindset and how powerful it is when you change your mindset to go for the things that you want in life and to achieve your goals. I have been working on my mindset for years now, and it really does take a lot of practice and effort to make sure that you do everything possible to protect what's going on in your mind so that your vision and your dreams and everything that you want to happen aligns perfectly to what the outcome that you want it to be. You know, it's very powerful when you have an image in your mind and you have these goals and you have this really deep-rooted ability and hope within yourself to move towards a specific outcome. And the moment something creeps in that is negative in any way, it could change the imagery in your mind so quickly. And you can start to see things totally different than what you immediately or what you originally thought about that you wanted in that outcome. It can change in just a quick second because of what's going on inside of us that we all know is fear. You start to immediately ask yourself questions like, oh my gosh, well, I want this goal, but what if I don't get to it? How would that make me feel? You immediately go into all of the things that you would be feeling if you don't reach this goal. And then that's when the dream stops, the vision stops, the goal stops. Everything that you wanted to go for, it stops. So as I've been on my own personal journey, this particular situation came to me because it was really something that I had to really think about, is that for me, I realized that you have to have that vision in your mind all the time, and you have to keep thinking about it and keep focusing on it. And as you focus on things, it starts to bring everything together for you. So that is something that I just want to share with you. When you're thinking about your mindset and the things that you want to do to reach a particular goal or vision, it's extremely important to always have that visual in your mind. So at your job and in your personal life, I know you have heard this before, but you've heard that you have to write things down in order to see things come to light and to see your vision come true. And as I've been working on my own personal journey, those things have been just coming to me. I keep seeing and hearing and getting reminded very much almost every day that in order to reach my own particular goals and my own vision, I have to actually start asking the right questions in my head and making sure that I see the outcome and don't worry about the fear of it not happening. I have to focus on the possibilities of it actually happening and deal with the you know, other piece of it at a later time. So now what I do is I put that vision in my head. I put the dream in my head. I actually connect with the feelings of how is that going to make me feel whenever I get to the end of this thing. And I can make it. I feel good. So my mindset now has to continually block out anything that tries to come negative. This is another reason why sometimes you don't share your visions and your dreams with other people. Because as soon as that negative talk comes in your way, it immediately puts that in your mindset and you begin to drop and not focus on what it would take for you to make and be able to get to your dream destination or your dream vision or your dream goal. So it's important to protect whatever that vision is by feeding it positivity every day until you reach that goal. So in your mindset, when you write down what your vision is and you actually see it every day and you say it and you make sure in your mind you answer these questions, you say, how will that make me feel when I meet this goal? How will that improve my life whenever my vision comes reality? How is it going to look? How is it going to feel? That continual reminder of you actually getting to that vision is going to help you get closer and closer to making and getting that vision. That is the ultimate secret. It's all about your own mindset, the focus, what you're putting in your mind as you're going towards your visions and your goals. How is your mind thinking about that thing? How are you focusing on it? How are you writing down and seeing that vision? And what words are you saying to yourself to positively get to that goal? Now, sometimes though, you have to make sure that whatever your vision is and your goals, that you set a realistic time frame for these things to happen. Because that's also when you can create some negative energies in your vision and your mindset for your vision whenever you haven't set the right time frame to make your vision become a reality. So for instance, everybody can achieve getting $1 million. Everybody can do it. But if you say, I want $1 million tomorrow, well, it's very much possible you can get $1 million tomorrow. You can go and play the lottery and you can get that $1 million tomorrow. But what's the realistic pathway for that happening? There's so many odds and chances that setting such an aggressive goal of getting $1 million tomorrow, it may not be as realistic as you want it to be. So let's say you put that in your head and you put that in vision and you're putting that you're writing it down and you're seeing it. You haven't told anybody what your goals are, so nobody's giving you any negative thoughts towards it. And it's just you and that vision. Y'all are just in sync and you're focusing in on it and you're getting that $1 million. You feel it. Oh my gosh, I feel so great. I'm gonna get that $1 million. Oh, I cannot wait. And then tomorrow comes, you went and got the ticket and you played the lottery and your number didn't hit. Immediately, what are you feeling? You're feeling let down. You're feeling like, oh no, my vision didn't come to reality. I didn't get that $1 million today. That can cause that mindset of yours to really start to creep in that doubt of, maybe this is just not a possibility. Because I didn't get that $1 million today, it might not be possible for me to ever get $1 million. You see how your mindset can be instantly changed if you don't set the right goal and the time frame on when your vision can actually become a reality. So a lot of times, like at your job, they'll help you set your goals and your vision. Like they're teaching you these things and you don't see it because this is not your mindset. It's not like your practice every day, but this actually really does work. You put the vision down, you put the goal down, you say it, you talk about it, you talk about how you can make it happen, you start putting in the steps to make it happen, you think about how it's going to make you feel at the end of it, what it's going to do for you, and you get really, really excited. That's how, you know, how you get the goals down on paper and you're ready. But then they have an actual formula and it's called like a SMART goal. and forgive me if I don't get all the acronyms right, but the SMART goal is like you set a specific goal or specific target that you want. And then you put some measurements behind it. You actually figure out along each step how you can measure how well you're getting to your vision. And then, I've forgotten what the A means right now, but the SMART goal, specific, measurable. I can't think of what the A is right now, but the R is also slipping my mind. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna have to come back at the end of this and make sure I give you what those goals are. But the other, the last piece of it is making sure that your time, that is time driven. So you make sure that your goal can be met within a specific time. Okay, I'm sorry. So A equals achievable. Sorry about that. So you want to make sure that the goal that you set is actually achievable. R equals realistic, that it's a realistic goal. And T means that it's within a great time frame, that it's that you can meet it within the specific time frame. So let's put this $1 million goal to the SMART goals test. So if I say my vision is that I want $1 million in one day, tomorrow, my goal is specific. So I've met the S particular piece of this particular goal. The M, I don't think I've met the measurable part of that goal, because there's nothing that helps me with the progress of making sure that I'm getting to that $1 million. I mean, technically, you know, saying go buy 10 lottery tickets at $2 a piece, I could check that off and that would be sort of a measurement. So technically, yes, M might be met here. Attainable, this is where I feel like we definitely are not setting an attainable goal for this particular scenario, because I cannot guarantee there's no real concrete measurable action that I can take to make sure that tomorrow my $1 million will be here. And are relevant or realistic, is this something that aligns with what it is that I want, or where I want my life to be? If I didn't even explain to myself why I need this $1 million, then me trying to go for it and get it is not really going to help me create a realistic or relevant goal in the first place. So you have to tie your goal back to what your ultimate visions and life goals are, like explaining the why. And I don't think I've done that in this particular situation. And then time-based, the realistic time frame to get $1 million, it takes people sometimes years to get to $1 million, just depending on what your goals are and how you're going to get the steps that you take to get to that $1 million. So getting it in a day is a little bit off on the time base. So there were three of these categories that I didn't meet when setting this particular goal for being a millionaire. So this is what I really want to relay today, is just to make sure that your mindset is right, that you create the opportunity for positivity in your vision, that you actually see it daily, you can touch it, you can feel it, you know it's coming, but that you also protect yourself and make sure that you set a smart goal around what your vision is so that it's very reasonable for you to get to that particular goal. So I hope that you can understand where I was coming from with the mindset today on getting your goals and achieving what you want out of life, and just making sure that you do your due diligence to ensure that that goal is met. Again, I would love to hear, as always, from you. If you have any additional things for me to share with subscribers as they're listening to this, or if you think this was helpful and you use this method to try to get to a new particular goal, I'd love to hear about that. Send me an email, or you can go to my website at seashell.com and hit the contact us button, and I'd love to hear more from you. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening.